Imagine a house where every room follows a different architect's plan. Doorways don't connect. Staircases lead nowhere. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our complicated system for treating psychosis, one that loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. We'll ask how it got so bad and how it can get better. Listen to Lost Patients from KUOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network.
I'm Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps. This message comes from NPR sponsor Subaru, celebrating their Share the Love event now through January 3rd. By year's end, Subaru and their retailers will have donated over $250 million to charity. Visit Subaru.com/share.
It's the StoryCorps podcast from NPR. I'm Camila Kashani. And this week, we wanted to bring you one of our favorite holiday stories ever. So, a lot of you might be familiar with the official Santa Tracker. It's a website you can go on to follow the man himself, along with his 8 reindeer and Rudolph, as he travels the world delivering presents. But did you know? It all started in 1955 with a misprint in a Colorado Springs newspaper and a call to Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup's secret hotline at the Continental Air Defense Command, now known as NORAD. Here's the story of how it all began, told by Colonel Shoup's 3 children, Terry Van Curen, Richard Shoup, and Pamela Farrell.
I remember 2 phones on his desk. One was this red phone. Only a 4-star general at the Pentagon and my dad had the number.
This was the 50s. This was the Cold War. And he would have been the first one to know if there was an attack on the United States.
So first couple weeks of December in 1955, dad was at the office and the red phone rang. He answered it. This is Colonel Shoup. And then there was a small voice that just asked, is this Santa Claus?
Dad was very straight-laced, very disciplined.
He was annoyed.
He was upset.
He thought it was a joke.
Yeah, and so now the little voice is crying.
And Dad realized that it wasn't a joke. So he talked to him, ho-ho-ho'd, and asked if he had been a good boy, and may I talk to your mother? And the mother got on and said, you haven't seen the paper yet? There's a phone number to call Santa. It's in the Sears ad. Dad looked it up, and there it was, his red phone number. And they had children calling one after another. So he put a couple airmen on the phones to act like Santa Claus.
It got to be a big joke at the command center. You know, the old man's really flipped his lid this time. We're answering Santa calls.
The airmen had this big glass board with the United States on it and Canada, and when airplanes would come in, they would track them.
And Christmas Eve of 1955, when Dad walked in, there was a drawing of a sleigh with 8 reindeer coming over the North Pole.
Dad said, what is that? They said, Colonel, we're sorry. We were just making a joke. Do you want us to take that down? Dad looked at it for a while, and next thing you know, Dad had called the radio station and had said, this is the commander at the Combat Alert Center, and we have an unidentified flying object. Why, it looks like a sleigh. Well, the radio stations would call him like every hour and say, where's Santa now? And later in life, he got letters from all over the world, people saying, thank you, Colonel, for having, you know, this sense of humor. And in his 90s, he would carry those letters around with him in a briefcase that had a lock on it, like it was top secret information. You know, he was an important guy, but this is the thing he's known for.
It was probably the thing he was proudest of.
Oh, I'm sure it was, yeah.
That's all for this episode of the StoryCorps podcast. It was produced by Jasmine Morris, who's our story consultant. Our technical director is Jarrett Floyd. Our senior producer is Jared Sport. Eleanor Vasili is our lead producer. Our associate producer is Max Youngrice. The story was fact-checked by Von Diaz. Special thanks to Myra Sierra. To see what music we use in the episode, go to storycorps.org, where you can also check out original artwork by Lynn Lucien. That's all for this year. We'll be back with a whole new season real soon. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Camila Kashani. Catch you then.
Hi, Dave Isay here with a special request to our family of podcast listeners. I founded StoryCorps 19 years ago because I believe that listening to others reminds people that they matter and won't be forgotten, that there's tremendous poetry and grace and wisdom in the stories hiding in plain sight all around us if we just take the time to listen. 650,000 participants later, I believe that now more strongly than ever. StoryCorps is a nonprofit public service organization, and we rely on your support to do our work bringing the country closer together, one story at a time. If this podcast has ever made you feel something, if it's made you laugh or made you cry, please consider making a gift to support our work today. Go to donate.storycorps.org/podcast. Thank you and happy holidays. Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Spend time in any American city, and you'll likely encounter someone with untreated psychosis. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our maze-like system for treating severe mental illness, which loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. Does it have to be this way? For the history, the reality, and hopefully some solutions, listen to Lost Patients from KUOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First, every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we have very important people on our show and then ask them about very unimportant things. Here's U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We are also reliably informed that among your enthusiasms, in addition to macroeconomic policy, is mobile games.
There is some truth in that.
There's some truth in that.
Join us for the NPR podcast that considers all the other things. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.